Exclusive: Mike Pompeo launches midterm push, building team to crush Democrats, ride to the sound of the guns. By Matthew Boyle on June 15, 2021. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has launched a Political Action Committee, PAC, to buoy Republican chances of retaking majorities in the U.S. House and U.S. Senate in next year's midterm elections, along with helping conservatives win down-ticket in state legislature and local races. The Champion American Values PAC, CAVPAC, will, per a release, spend to help House, Senate, Governor, and down-ballot GOP candidates across the country. Pompeo discussed the effort in an appearance on Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel on Tuesday morning. "I've begun my efforts already to make sure we build out a team to make sure we got enough candidates who crush their adversaries in November 2022. Not just taking back the House and the Senate but state legislatures and city council offices across America," Pompeo told host Alex Marlowe. "We're going to be working, and CAVPAC is designed to do that. It comes from the fact that when I was a young soldier once in the cavalry, and when we were in the cav we rode to the sound of the guns. We were the first to the fight, and CAVPAC is going to do the same all across America. We've done dozens of events and we've got dozens more scheduled, where we're going to go out and talk about the things that matter to the American people and to the American worker and make sure we get them to the polls and we win in November 2022 all across America. Democrat majorities in both chambers of Congress are slim and beatable in November 2022. For Republicans to retake the House, they need to flip a net 5 seats or more. To retake the Senate, the Republicans need to take back a net 1 seat." Marlowe also asked what issues Pompeo believes are most resonant. Pompeo said he believes it is the things closest to home that make the difference with voters. "It's the things here at home. I spent the last 4 years as CIA director and Secretary of State. We did good work in the Trump administration securing American freedom," Pompeo said. "You can see the differences with President Biden overseas this past week. The weakness is a stark contrast to the way we handled ourselves across the world. The issues are in front of us. The woke nature on our campuses scares the heck out of me. A next generation raised to think that anti-racism is at the core of what America is and we have a racist founding? That the Green New Deal is going to save America? These ideas that we now have infiltrating the next generation of Americans and American leaders is something we've got to address. If you cancel the voices that reflect our founders' ideals and the things that made America the most exceptional nation in the world, no amount of work anywhere in the world will save America from what our founders ultimately knew could bring the Republic down." Pompeo also addressed demoralization of the GOP base after the November 2020 elections, saying he has seen a different story in his travels across the country, one where people are upset at what happened but want to make sure it never happens again. According to Pompeo aides, he has had an aggressive travel schedule since late February when he appeared at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, where Breitbart News interviewed him, in Orlando. After that, in March, April, May, and June, Pompeo held dozens of events everywhere from Texas to Iowa to Nebraska to New Hampshire to Virginia to Florida to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Kansas, Georgia, and New York. In the coming weeks, he has events planned in Florida, Texas, California, Missouri, and Iowa. "I've seen some of that too, but mostly what I've seen. I was in Nebraska, I was in southern Iowa, and Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin all in the last few weeks. I saw an awful lot of energy out there," Pompeo said. "You may be right, there may be some folks out there who saw what happened in November 2020 and say, 'Oh, I've had it.' But I see a lot of folks who say, 'I saw 2020 and I'm not letting that happen again. I'm not going to let HR 1 pass. We're going to go crush this in 2 years.' For those who say they're behind it, just watch what's going on. You can't stand by. For those who sit on the sidelines and say, 'Oh, there's no difference between these folks,' I think what you've seen in the first 140 or 145 days of this administration proves that to be a lie. Those of us who were in the administration, who worked so hard for 4 years to deliver an economy that had more jobs and to deliver freedom all across America, we need those folks who were engaged in 2016 and in 18 and in 20 to come back in 2022 and then ultimately in 2024 when we've got to win the White House back, and when we do, we will put America back on the right course and we'll get in a direction where we can protect it and make it great again." Nonetheless, Pompeo is banking on that fighting spirit among Trump's base carrying Republicans back into the majority in both chambers of Congress next year. And big red wave win margins in state-level races from governor's mansions to legislatures and even local elections across the country as well. One of the things demoralizes people is they see things like H.R. 1. They see $6 trillion in spending proposed. They see these things being proposed by the left and the other side has the votes to win, Pompeo said. If we are successful in 2022, it will be much like 2010. I was elected to Congress the first time in 2010 when we threw Nancy Pelosi out. She was the Speaker, and in January 2011 after those elections, she was no longer. We've got to get to that place. It will stop significant pieces of the left's agenda. That's what it's all about. You have to win these elections. We've got to go take back state legislatures and governorships. We saw what happened with ballots and ballot laws in the run-up to the 2020 election, so we've got to control those legislatures. It's important, whether it's city council or county commission. We've got to go win those places because it matters so much to the things we all care about. Our families, the ability to practice our faith, all the things that the left is attacking. Listen to Mike Pompeo on Breitbart News Daily.